All right, we're back. Second hour of the American Awakening with Michael Herzog and my special guest, Judy Andreas. We've got another short segment up here, about 5 minutes. George, go ahead. You want to continue?
Yes, I want to see if I'm like another caller can ask this question. I've been sitting there looking at the contracts of my auto insurance, my driver's license, and my house. And somebody says when you pay all the taxes, you actually give the state the power of attorney over your own property, which they can go ahead and float bonds for as collateral for against the bankers.
Okay.
You know, I just want to know if there's a if we sign a contract, does it give the state a power of attorney to go ahead and do that?
Oh, that's one. I mean, Judy, you have any input on that?
I have an answer. It has nothing to do with it. No, it's totally out of my area of expertise, if indeed I have one. But because had I just answered without any knowledge, I would just think that they could always seize your house. You know, they can seize it under eminent domain. But I don't know if that has to do with the fact that you've signed stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. I know that I've went down the rabbit hole years and years ago about a land patent, a lloydial title, and all that stuff, and I did it. I actually filed one, and the recorder, you know, didn't know what it was and said first I couldn't do it, and I insisted and insisted, and she let me do it anyway, but it didn't do any good. So I really don't have an answer for you there. If there is a caller out there that does have an answer, I'd welcome them to call in, though, and see what we can find out.
Well, I found out in the Florida prison system is the biggest system that they float penal bonds per inmate in the prison system, like to see how much work they can get out of them.
Mm, that doesn't surprise me. This is a whole other story.
All right, thank you.
All right, hey, George, thanks for coming. I appreciate it. Well, we've got a couple minutes left in this thing. What were we talking about before we were so rudely interrupted by it?
No, we weren't talking about my website. Would you like to?
Sure. No, I'm going in. I mean, we were on taxes, and we were on this the automobile thing and so forth. But, you know, that's my listeners are so great. You know, if I don't put out the number, everybody calls. And if I do put it out, they go, watch this. And then they don't call because they know I'm looking for them. So, at any rate, you know, go ahead and give out your website for us.
Oh, thank you. It's www.judyandreas, that's ANDREAS.com.
Okay.
And my books are available on there, and also my essays are archived.
You mean you've got more than one book? I'm sitting here looking at Judaisms with
you. Oh, Judaisms was my first.
It was.
And then came Broken Dreams and Shattered Promises. A very uplifting title.
Broken Dreams and Shattered Promises. Okay.
Which has different types of things. It has some conspiracy, but other more personal things. And I wrote it with a friend of mine, Holly Avila. And she did a lot of the poetry. And then my friend Tony Malone handled the illustrations. And I think it's a pretty little book.
Yeah. And you've got more?
No.
Okay, you have two. All right. Well, I'm looking. You know, I'm looking in here. I'm on Rinse.com, and I just clicked on your name, and I'm seeing just dozens and dozens of articles that you could write several books with. You know, we were on the subject before the call started coming in. You were voicing something about taxes, I think, with the Irwin Schiff and so forth. Were you on that?
Oh no, that came in the middle of one of the tax calls.
Oh, okay.
I think that, well, we started off with Friday the 13th, which I have a lot to say about, and then we went into the health, the challenges that were going through. I think the phone started quite quickly, which was great.
Okay.
I think that's about as far as we had gone, except, you know, you talked a little bit about my essays.
I see. Well, listen, let me ask you another quick question here. What do you know about Abe Fossman?
Well, Abe Fossman, being the member of the ADL, I wouldn't trust the ADL. Now I'm going to say something again. I'm going to throw a lot of people, but have read some of the Vatican assassins.
All right, well, wait a minute, Star. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to let you after the break, okay?
Oh, you'll let me know. That's important.
Okay. Michael Herzog, the American, getting on with my special guest, Judy Andreas, and we've got a break coming up. RipBroadcast.org, 12 short wave, and we will see you in 3. Stick with us.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know it will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the sins of the world, from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off-grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. For the first people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the low prices on the web. So visit us at www.stovesandonline.com. The website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michaels Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's part that you're getting at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the crop. Example, in 24 hours, Clementine oranges doubled in price. You intend to finish your supply immediately. When you call, tell them how many adult, how many year food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful when food supplies get short. With no future, many retailers ship real trash supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsearch.com. 800-409-5633.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die. With LayMed Inc. patented methodology, without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. LayMed technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267, or visit www.laysmedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming live from Mountain Rock, Texas. On the line, I have my special guest, Judy Andrea, and we just got on the subject of Abe Fabian. I'm setting you up for you because I got a couple things, a little snippet here on this guy. I'm curious as to what you knew about him before I go into this.
Well, I was at, from reading the Assassin's book that I realized that the B'nai B'rith was Jesuit controlled, and that the purpose of the organization is not to prevent anti-Jewish feeling, it's actually to foment anti-Jewish feeling. And then I guess the next step is to pressure for certain laws. And that
like
recently,
the hate crimes bill.
And recently, interestingly enough, there was an article that an ADL rabbi was knighted, which raised a couple of eyebrows. They certainly are a pressure for to bribe Congress or whatever they want. So it's an organization we could do very nicely without.
Well,
you know, it's a really despicable making organization.
Okay, the reason that I brought this up, because I happen to be looking at the April 2nd issue of the American Free Press. And there's an art page. I'm not going to read the whole article, but it says the ADL spiked the September 11th blockbuster. And then it goes on to say, you know, there's a picture of Abe Foxman. It says, following the September 11th attacks, ADL head Abe Foxman, along with other pro-Israeli pressure groups, put his full weight behind a heavy-handed campaign to keep vital information of Israeli military's role in 9/11 out of the mainstream news. Now, it's ironic, but I saw that because, let me go back here. Remember, you weren't on yet, but I got this letter today from a listener that had this whole plethora of a bunch of information he stuck in the envelope. And this state of Arizona thing about the driver's license, that's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But here's another one, okay? And this comes from the National Observer, and it's via a misplaced document, Abe Fossman's office. All right. It was a speech that was made by Abe Foxman of the AL on 25th, 1998 in New York. Now, I'm going to read a few excerpts of this because I thought it ironic that all this, you know, going through all of this information this guy sent me, and then the front page of the AFP is Abe Foxman. Listen to a couple of excerpts of this. Now, this is Abe Foxman making a speech. Okay. Gentlemen, welcome to the second centennial meeting of the Learned Elders of Zion. We have achieved all of the objectives expressed at our meeting 100 years ago. We control governments. We have created dissension among our enemies and made them kill each other. We have effectively silenced criticism of affairs, and we are the richest race of men on the face of this earth. Many of you are very busy men. Let's get to the crux of the matter. As masters of business, politics, law, and most importantly, media, we are ready to implement our most important, ambitious program, one that will finally and totally remove from existence the impediments of our absolute control of this earth. I speak of the death of white race. Now, I'll stop right there and say, do you think there's validity in this?
I have to make a connection not always popular. From what I had been told, 9/11 was fit on America by intelligence community, mm-hmm. George Tenet, or the knight who was in Malta, who was working for the Vatican. All candidates in the United States must be approved with the Archbishop of New York through his council foreign relations, where Masonic Jews, who are the labor Zionists, reside. And Israel is real kingdom, or the Pope, and it's run through the Masonic Jews, who are the Zionists. The Jesuits are using U.S. military for war, and the whole crusade has started because they needed it into the Middle East. Now, who the protocol of the learned elders of Zion? Well, hey, it could have been the labor Zionists, it could have been Sabbatean Jews, if you want to call them, in connection with the Jesuits. There's a little mystery around it, but there certainly is no mystery with the way things are panning out. It's just they have to see what's going to happen. Is there going to be a setup in the throne in Babylon or in Jerusalem proclaiming himself king of the Jews? Is there going to be a small group of people left? Because they are murdered. They do murder the rank of Jew, not even rank and file, but they murder the Yitzhak Rabins or the Vladimir Jabotinskys. He couldn't even be buried in Israel. They do try to poison the Barry Chomishes, the people who speak out and tell what's going on. I think they allow the laborers into the Jesuit order or something that in 1946, Shimon Peres proved what great killers they are. So this is a group of murderous people. And once again, I say, don't get sidetracked by if you think that this is what a Jew is or this is what a Catholic is. It has nothing to do with that. This has to do with a New World Order agenda.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I'm fascinated because it seems like one thing ties into another, which ties into another. I was reading the H.R. 808, which was the list of the Dennis Kucinich legislation that has been proposed on this hate crimes legislation, of which I'm going to have Ted Pike up next week to talk about it. But we got on that subject of the ADL, and the ADL is an intelligence and propaganda arm of the B'nai B'rith.
Okay. Yeah, which works for the Jesuits, and it's the Mossad. The Mossad and the CIA work together. They're all in intelligence. Mm-hmm. It's hard because we have this illusion of having nations. We are probably a New World Order already. We're probably the American Union already.
They just haven't told
us. Haven't told us, and we're too stupid. You know, we're watching Sean Vanney or something to set our news. And people that say they're, I've heard people call the local radio show, and they don't think that there's anything to this for highway. Oh, it's just a road that's being expanded. You know, people really, either they're too busy or they're too lazy to dig beneath the surface. And even when you dig beneath the surface, there's a lot of psyops going on in the alternative media. So how do you know who to trust? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of distrustworthy people.
Oh, no, I agree. I mean, talking about the Trans-Texas Corridor, the toll road, I had occasion to, and they're very, very slick about how they set it up. You have the choice on part of the completed toll road to where you can take it, you know, and pay the toll, which I did not. Or if you don't choose to take it, you can drive along an access road and stop at stoplights and fight traffic all the way from point A to point B. So they're very slick about the way they do it. Anyway, listen, you want to go to a call?
I'm afraid to now.
Well, let's try one more. Let's go to
a foe.
Let's go from Bob. Let's go to Bob in Texas. Bob, you're on with Michael and Judy.
Hello, folks.
How you
Hi.
Doing?
Have no fear, Judy. I'm in total agreement with you.
Oh, awesome, Bob. You can speak for the rest of the show.
I'll keep him here.
You know, I've studied for 25 years, and I started out on the Jew trail. That was where I got started. But I always felt like there were other entities involved in this, and it included the Masonics. And finally, you know, I was raised Catholic. I was an altar boy and did Latin masses and all of that and kind of fell away from the church. But anyway, I started looking into the Vatican, and their involvement and reading a variety of books. But even on their own website, okay, which is www.vatican.va, they have what's called the Vatican Secret Archives on there. And when you click that site to go to the Secret Archives, it has a page with three rooms that have frescoes painted. And these are paintings of all of the kings of Europe at one time or another giving their nation to the Pope. And there's documents in their hands, and it's an artist's rendition of what occurred. And then the documents are there, too. So when I got into the Pope thing when I started studying ancient charters that were given to the kings of Spain, Portugal, and I always noticed that it was by the authority of the Pope, who was granting them the authority to go out and kill whatever savages got in the way. If they weren't Christian princes, then they didn't have any right to be there. Anyway, I've heard other callers today, you know, especially the one fellow that was complaining about, you know, the shell game that they've made up. And that's what it is. It's a shell game. And occasionally they accuse each other, or somebody accuses this group, but they favor the other group. And it keeps us from focusing on the fact that on the planet Earth, there are three false sovereigns, the City of London, the Vatican, and the State of Israel. All three are absolutely fraudulent, have no basis in fundamental international law to exist, but they do. And they have sovereign diplomatic immunity, and they have a lot of power. And that's where they operate out of. It's like the Trinity of Evil. And when David Icke walks through the financial center in the city, that's where they found Roberto Calvi, the Vatican banker, hanging from the Blackfriars Bridge. It all comes together, and it's one satanic Luciferian group that came out of Babylon. And you're right.
Well, Judy, amen, score one for Judy.
And I'll send Bob his check in the mail. No, obviously, he has the Trinity there. He has the axis of evil, the City of London, the Vatican, and in Israel, which is a false Israel. I think the only, you know, the true Torah Jews certainly know what they're talking about. And this is the group that flies in the face of Judaism. If anybody's ever heard Barry Shamish, and he talks about the Sabbatean Jews, these people are followers of the Lurian Kabbalah, of Sabbatai Tzvi, who turned Judaism on its ear, who turned it into a wife-swapping, orgiastic, it's just like turning live backwards into evil. And these people are the people who are the labor Zionists, who the Frankists, who have taken this Rothschild fiefdom, and you know, some people will say that the Vatican, they feel Rothschild controls the Vatican. I've read that the Vatican controls Rothschild.
All right, got to stop you.
Very, very wealthy organization.
Got to stop you, Judy. We're going to a break. Bob, you got anything else?
Yeah, I'd like to hang on.
All right, hold on for a few. Michael Herzog, and then Vandy will be up after Bob, so hang in there, Vandy. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming with you live from Round Rock, Texas, republicbroadcasting.org. See you in three.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heat up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you, from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done.
How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock. I have my special guest, Judy Andreas, and we're talking about anything and everything. We got a short segment coming up here. We kept Bob over. Bob,
you want to... Can I just say one more thing to Bob? Because,
sure.
Also, if you look, the Vatican is filled with occult symbolism and obelisks, and you can see the same thing in the city of London, which Bob had alluded to with David Icke, and also in Israel. Israel is full of occult symbolism.
You're absolutely right, and when you look at the interconnectedness between the Rothschilds, the Vatican, and Israel, there again you'll see the Trinity is organized and well-funded, and the Rothschilds play an intimate part in this. You know, they paid for and built the Supreme Court building over there in Israel, and I'm sure that they're a lot more involved than just that. But you mentioned the Kabbalah, and when you look at the oaths that secret societies take, they're all the same. And the Jesuits, the Mossad, the CIA, the MI6, all these secret societies are really the problem. There needs to be none. Everything needs to be transparent. But if we allow these people to operate in secrecy and build huge temples to their secrecy, they will maintain their dominance over us. And that's what they've done. And, you know, the Bible was probably my first clue when it said Mystery Babylon, Mother of Harlots. I determined that's where it started. It all originated there. You know, there was no synagogue ever mentioned in the Old Testament. But in the New Testament, all of a sudden there's synagogues. And when you look up the history of them, they came after the captivity of Judah back down to Jerusalem. And prior to that, they didn't exist. So there's a lot, you know, and when it says in the Bible, the synagogue of Satan, it's not talking about Jews specifically. It's talking about this group that came back down out of Babylon, and they have spread out over the whole earth and taken control of it.
That's right. They are anti. They made a mess of the holy city and continue to. And it's definitely anybody who's not in God's law. And as you said about the secret societies, yeah.
Listen, that's Revelation 2:9 and 3:9, where it says, "Beware of those who claim to be Jews but are not."
Yeah. Now, I think Revelation. Well, it's a time of revealing, so hopefully, all these secrets are going to come out.
Well, you know, it's hard to explain how I feel about the state of Israel in that I don't know that it's not a fraud that God has allowed to exist, but it is a fraud.
Mm-hmm.
There's no secular authority. Other than the phony United Nations and the Rothschilds and Balfour to have organized You know, and I've studied that way back to even Maurice de Hirsch and the funding of the Israelite Universal or whatever it was called. But the state of Israel, they attempt to use biblical scripture for a foundational basis for the Jews having prior existence there, when the majority of the Jews are Ashkenazim Jews, which didn't originate there, and have absolutely no blood relationship to Abraham.
Yeah, there are religious Jews and there are racial Jews. And
when you look at the Ashkenazim Jews, they descended from the family of Japheth. And actually, they are described as the enemies of the state of Israel, which I believe is a people called Israel. But anyway, the descendants of Japheth, which include Ashkenaz, which is where the Ashkenazi Jews get their name, they are teamed up with Togarma, Magog, and Gog in the final battle that we call Armageddon. So Christian people are the most deluded of all, because they support all of this nonsense that's really anti-scriptural.
Well, a lot of the Christians or so-called evangelicals, or they're masking as Protestants when they're really not. A lot of them are Jesuits, when you talk about Hagee or Pat Robertson, and they're pushing for this bloody war. And as other people have said, I would be very afraid when there's a noxious peace, because that might be the beginning of the true beginning of the end.
Well, I don't disagree with you there at all, and especially with your comment related to Robertson and Hagee. They're total Zionists, and they're misleading their flock, you know, and Hagee has a huge flock. And, you know, it amazes me that it's laziness. People are too lazy to do their own research. And so they'll allow some smooth talker to slick them out of their money and their soul.
Yeah. Well, I guess we're supposed to learn discernment here on planet Earth, and a lot of people are not learning that. And it's a tough lesson to learn. People are looking for somebody else to do the work for them, and they figure they go into a church and the guy in front of the room is going to be the one to do it. I went back to a church not long ago, and I noticed an Israeli flag on the stage. I thought, now, this is really bizarre. And then the pastor just stood there and lied about a program that had been on C-SPAN about 9/11. And I just walked out. I was going to walk out loudly, but then I thought, I'll just be dragged out, or they'll just think I'm some sort of a conspiracy freak. So I just walked out slowly.
Well, you know, Judy, it looks to me like the Pope finally got tired of being on Front Street, where he was exposed to the attacks of the civilian population at large. So he just delegated authority to some other groups to act in his behalf. But I think you're right. I think the Vatican and the Pope actually do run the world.
I think so, too, and I think that the labor Zionist Jews are fools, because they are placed in all kinds of very, very visible positions, like the Alan Greenspans and
sure.
The Larry Silversteins, and they take the fall.
All right, guys, I got to interrupt you. Bob, great thoughts. I'm going to have to let you go, buddy. I've got other callers coming up, but thank you so much.
Thanks,
a lot of good stuff. Okay, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, online with my special guest, Judy Andreas. I got Vandy coming up after the break. CN3, republicbroadcasting.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you, from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, on the line with my special guest, Judy Andreas. And we're talking about a mishmash hodgepodge of a little of anything and everything. Judy?
Yes, I'm here.
You want to spin the wheel and come up with another caller?
Oh, no, I feel like Vanna White. Who do we have available?
I've got Vandy from Illinois. Vandy, you're on.
Sounds like a friend from here.
It is?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Vandy, go ahead. You're on.
I like the name.
Oh, thanks, Judy. You're about the first one.
It's unusual.
Oh, yes.
Judy's not unusual.
Had to call in on this one because you guys were talking about the Pope, David Icke, and it's like, you know, why not? Because if you look at this new Pope, the only difference between him and Boris Karloff is a hairdo. So, funny thing about it's really weird the way the world is going. I'm telling you, going back to that first caller, I work with a bunch of engineers, network guys, and programmers, and you think the programmers would be logical. So I try to tell these guys, there's a lot, it's bad, it's really bad. So I try to explain it to them, and I told this one guy I work with, you know, officially the United States disappeared back in 2005, because that's when Fox, Bush, and the Prime Minister of Canada actually signed the deal. And this has been creeping slowly and slowly while they put all their pieces into place.
Well, you know, they take that for example. They signed that in March of 2005, and you know, they've got all this stuff going on, Vandy, with they passed the Military Commissions Act, the Patriot Act, and so forth. And what they do with the dumbed-down American public is they throw entertainment up at them, like Britney Spears and Nicole Smith, and now it's Don Imus and so forth. They don't show them anything. As a matter of fact, what I'm going to do is I'm going to have a show. Think about it, and tell me what you think of this, guys. I'm going to have a show where I get a daily newspaper, and I compare it with the news that I get on alternative media, all right, and I read both sides. Because what they see in mainstream news is absolutely nothing. And it's even been stated by, who was it, Dan Rather, I believe, not too long ago on a HBO interview, was it, that the news has actually converted more to entertainment than it has for actual news value.
You know, speaking of that, Mike, just to figure out where I'm at in the world, when I come to work, I would skip the U.S. mainstream alternative and hit the foreign presses.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny that you mentioned Don Imus, because I was reading a Russian newspaper, and not that it's credible, but according to one of their papers, they took Imus out because he was about to literally become a clone of Rosie O'Donnell. He was going to fess up. I guess he was kind of mad that the way our vets were being treated.
Mm-hmm.
And he was going to basically, well, he threatened to come out and tell the secrets of 911, and all of a sudden, bingo, he's in trouble.
Hmm. Judy?
That's really interesting.
Oh, yeah.
I never would have thought that.
The vets are a whole other story in itself. We could
it's a horror story, but I just always thought that Don Imus was, a bit of a whore, and that he would just do what he needed to do to keep wealthy. So, I'm happy about that, really happy. I'm sorry about what they did.
Well, you know, it's a funny thing about Imus, because on that show, and I watched it, and I even taped that one, he wasn't the one that first said it. It was that the other guy in the booth with him, and Imus just picked up on it. But
Bernard McGurk or Lou?
It's one of the guys that sits in the booth with him, but mm-hmm. he said it first, and Imus picked up on it, and they shot Imus.
Mm.
Interesting. Okay. Well, I mean, as I mentioned, we have this continuous line, and it seems that one runs into another. It was, you know, for a long time, it was Nicole Brown or Nicole Smith, and then that went on for 3 weeks to a month, and then after that, it was Britney Spears shaved her head, and then and now we've got Don Imus, and it's just a constant stream of distractions. While they send ships over to the Persian Gulf and they threaten Iran. They've got the Trans-Texas corridor going in. They've got forced vaccinations. They've got anything and everything that they can throw at you that isn't reported in the news. And the frustrating thing, and I know Judy, you'll agree with me, is that to try to get the average American to wake up, you just feel like grabbing them and shaking them. Because they are so mesmerized and hypnotized. I give credit to the New World Order. They've done a great job.
Excellent job. It'd be nice if we could learn their tricks and then flip it around.
It's amazing.
For the cause of good.
It's amazing how they just glaze over. You bring up any of this subject matter, and part of the thing is that they're of the mindset that if they don't see it on mainstream news, they don't believe it.
Well, I had this experience one time with a family member where I was mentioning something about the sordid history of AIDS, and she really got angry at me and said, don't say that. I learned about it in school, and I just couldn't really deal with that answer. And people think that, well, they thought somebody recently called a local talk show and said, Steve Forbes said the economy is in great shape.
I'm sorry, we don't mean to alienate you from this conversation, Vandy.
No problem.
Have you got something else you want to put?
Yeah, I wanted to put in don't shoot me on this. I got to put a plug in for a certain kind of precious metal.
All right, go ahead.
It's called lead.
Lead? Is that with shell casings on the end of it?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Have a good one, guys.
All right. Thanks, Vandy. We appreciate
Bye.
It. With shell casings on the end of it. Okay. And speaking of lead or metals, I mean, you know, did you see what gold did today?
I don't know. I haven't bought it, but it's going higher and higher. I think that's because I haven't bought it.
And the dollar is going down. And see, this is what amazes me. Here these people are, you know, you try to talk to them about any issue that they don't see on mainstream TV, which is every issue, and they totally glaze over. And I had occasion to talk to a couple of friends of mine about gold and say, well, you know, maybe you should be. They are so hypnotized by their financial consultants that, you know, they should be shifting from stock number A to stock number B or whatever. But gold is never mentioned in the normal, you know, E.G. Edwards or A.G. Edwards or Edward Jones or any of these places. They do their best to keep them out of gold. And ironically, if they do press the gold issue, they want, you know, they'll try to tell them to buy gold certificates or stock or whatever.
People are really confused about how you would go and shop with gold. It sounds
And gold is not, you know, it's not that gold goes up or down. Gold actually stays the same. It doesn't do anything. The value of gold doesn't change. It's the value of the dollar, which is a fiat currency, mm-hmm. that changes. And obviously, the more dollars that are pumped into, or the more T-bills that are sold off by the Chinese or whatever, the higher the value of gold goes, based upon the the people's confidence in the dollar. And the people's confidence in the dollar is waning. So as these issues overseas and the price of oil and the threat of war and so forth, that's what causes the gold to rise. But initially, if you go back to, take 1973 during the oil embargo, you could buy, a gallon of gas for an ounce of silver. And today, 5 gallons of gas for an ounce of silver. And in today's market, you can still buy 5 gallons of gas for an ounce of silver. Same thing with gold. 30 years ago, you could buy a house with, 1,000 pieces of gold. Today, you can still buy the same house, even though it's gone up in value 10 times. You can still buy it with the same amount of gold. So gold doesn't change, neither does silver. It's the value of the currency, or the faith and confidence that people has in the currency, along with inflation, that changes it.
Mm.
All right, I'm through. Go ahead. It's your turn.
And my turn?
Yes.
How about a caller's turn?
Well, actually, there's nobody on the line. Now, if I don't say anything, somebody will probably call in. If you want me to give out the number, well, we won't get a call for the rest of the show. But let's try
it.
All right? All right. Calls for Judy, 800-313-9443. Feel free to give us a call. And this is a mishmash, hodgepodge of whatever we want to talk about. And
it's also calls for Michael. Open Line Friday? Doesn't everybody do that?
Normally I do. The last couple of weeks I haven't done it, though, because I've had guests that actually, were busy, but they wanted to come on Friday. So I said, okay, that's fine. And next week I've got, being as it's tax day, I think they changed it. It's now, Tuesday?
It's the 17th, right?
I think it's the 17th because the 15th, so they want to give you a couple of extra days because they're so nice. And that's the way they portray it. And so I'm going to have Robert Clarkson come on Monday. There's this thing he's got. I looked at his website, and he's got this thing on eliminating tax liens, the tax liens that they throw into the credit bureau.
Mm-hmm.
When they allege that you owe them X amount of dollars, they throw this lien in the bureau. And I, by my own admission, have had experience with that. And they just totally overstep their own laws to do it. And it's really kind of a fathom because what it says in there is a notice of tax lien. And a notice of tax lien is not a lien because they don't have any court order. They don't have any writ of execution. They don't have anything. All they have, or all they give to the recorder, is they give this notice of tax lien with no legal weight at all, signed by some revenue officer. And so then they go ahead and throw it in the credit bureau. But there's no legal weight behind it. And so I'm really curious to find out what this guy has to say. Okay, but speaking of callers, Judy.
See, ask and you shall receive.
Okay, let's go to Trucker Kenny in Wisconsin. Trucker Kenny, go ahead. You're on with Michael.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Hey, I heard something on a program this morning. Jim McCanny was talking about a permit that was granted the city of Minneapolis, or it's the city of Minneapolis granted a permit to a company that will allow this company, it disposes blood, but now to dump raw blood into the sewer system, which they have already been doing.
Unbelievable.
I'm going to track down the information on it and get some more on it. But anyway, there were some utility workers that were clearing a clog in a sewer pipe, and they dislodged the clog, and this guy was doused in blood.
Oh.
This is blood that comes from hospitals, the funeral homes or whatever, the county morgue, and what can I say?
Just when you think you've heard it all,
Yeah, but anyway, I heard it on Jim McCanny's program this morning, and he's on a different thing. So I thought I'd run that by you guys.
Well, thank you so much. That really
news.
Yeah, bye.
Yeah, bye. All right, Judy, let's go to Don Nikoloff. You want to go to him?
Well, sure, why not?
All right, well, we know it's not going to be anything bad. All right, Don, you're on with Michael and Judy.
Screen.
Go ahead.
Hi, how are you doing?
Pretty good, Don. How are you?
Good. Great show today. Judy, you are doing a wonderful job handling a very complex topic.
Well, thank you.
Or a series of topics.
Which of those complex topics? Oh, I
was just
going to
ask.
Talking about.
Everything.
Yeah, sticking my neck out a little bit.
And here I was looking at my calendar, and today's Friday the 13th, and I felt I had to call in. But we had that horror call just now, so it was perfect setup.
Yeah, a little vampire call.
Yeah.
So we have blood in the air now, and now in the water supply. That's wonderful.
Yes, isn't that amazing? Well, tell us, Don. Tell us of Osama bin Laden.
Osama bin Laden. What brought that up?
That's what I did. That's what I did to John Statmiller last week. He got on the
song. You mean the song?
Yeah. No. I Don sent me an MP3 of a song that he did on Osama bin Laden, and I'm going to save that song for when when we get on the issue, because it just didn't fit today.
Yeah. Well, you shouldn't save it too long, because I think most people have forgotten who Osama bin Laden is.
Oh, I know. And you really, you remind him of who he is, because our wonderful government isn't doing that lately. But I'll tell you what, well, we got everybody on the line here. Let's bring up Cliff from Canada and let him get into it, okay? Cliff, you with us?
Very cancer.
Hello?
Good afternoon.
Hey, Cliff, how you doing? Welcome to the party.
Yeah, I've been enjoying your program.
Oh, thank you.
I heard some time ago, or maybe a few years ago, that there was one Jewish rabbi persuaded his people to infiltrate whatever organizations they can. And which could be the Vatican as well, And Pope John Paul II was a Jewish man, I'm told. So I'm just wondering how many of the black popes have been really Jewish.
Mm.
Well, that's a controversy right there. I've heard that before. But I don't know, from what I've heard, or just from the material that I've studied and the people I've heard interviewed who have really done a lot of research have found that it was just the opposite. But I can't vouch for that. I'm sure that at this point the lines are extremely blurred.
I see.
Ratzinger could be Jewish for all I know.
Well, that's the rumor.
Okay, another thing is, for one thing, it says in the Bible that the Messiah's enemies would be of his own people, So, though the Vatican is supposed to be on seven hills, actually, if you take a look at a map of Rome, you'll see it's actually eight hills, and on Jerusalem, it's seven hills.
Hmm.
I've got a number of Bible maps and atlases and whatnot, and I found that out. Then one other thing. You've heard about the truckers' boycott coming up?
Oh, yes.
What about the May Day celebrations?
The May Day celebrations. You're talking about the Mexican the demonstrations. No, not Cinco de Mayo. There's another demonstration, I believe, is coming up by the Mexicans that they did last year. Is that right, Cliff?
I did a search on May Day plans.
Okay.
Do a search on that, or go to my website. I've got a letter on that.
Okay.
And you can see that it's 36 years, like this May will be 36 years since that big Vietnam demonstration in May of 1971.
Okay.
And 36 is 6 times 6, but it's also 1 added up to 36, add up all those numbers, comes to 666.
Oh, so are you saying that this may be a sign?
Yes, I believe this is going to be...
That's Don's field. Don, what do you think?
It's quite possible. They do quite a few events are planned according to numerology.
Yeah.
Pretty much across the board.
And also, I met a young lady, two young ladies from Quebec. This was several years ago, about 10 years ago. And they kind of fled Quebec for a moment because one of them had a vision of seeing a tremendous uprising in Quebec. Like the Quebec military had a standoff with Canadian Army at the border of Quebec and Canada and Ontario or some other Canadian border, And it could be they're planning that may come about on this May Day celebration.
Okay. All right, got to go to a break. Cliff, thank you for the input, and I'll look it up. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, republicbroadcasting.org. Be back in three. Stick with me.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heat up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
We're back. Michael Herzog with the final segment of The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, with my special guest, Judy Andreas. All right. Well, any closing thoughts, guys? Let's see. Cliff, is Cliff still there? Hello?
I don't know. I think Don is still there.
I know Don's still there. Cliff's gone. Okay. All right. Closing thoughts for everybody on all these different topics we were talking about today.
I don't know. There was a couple of just little things that went through my head about the World Jewish Congress and the American Jewish Congress, which are controlled by the Vatican, which would not come to the aid of the Jews in World War II. So that, you know, this could very easily be at this point, it could be very easily difficult to tell who the players are, but whatever it is, there are people being sacrificed, people with names that might be Jewish that have been sacrificed before, and that's and then, you know, the rank and file, everybody, just like the lower level Freemason hasn't a clue what's going on in the higher degrees. So
in the lower level of Freemasons, or the higher level of Freemasons, are actually laughing at the lower level Freemasons.
Well, I think all these people are laughing at us, and they always seem to do these things, these kind of in your face things, and And but it doesn't matter how in your face it is, because people just buy it.
But the people that they're laughing at, I mean, the majority of the American people don't even know they're, I mean, they're just so clueless and
they're
so
clueless.
Mesmerized.
And when you start to really look behind the screen and start to uncover things, and it's a long process. It really is like peeling the layers off an onion.
Mm-hmm.
You really go into a different universe, and it's very hard to communicate with the average person because it's a whole different language. It's almost like everything they say, you want to say, no, but that's not how it's really going. And then all of a sudden people look at you like, oh, what are you buying?
Oh, yeah. Well, let's get Don's input. Don, who's gone down so many rabbit holes so deep that he now lives on another planet, okay?
Well, you know, in listening to everything that was coming out today, I mean, Judy, you've got a good grasp of what's going on.
Thank you.
As unsettling as it is. What comes to mind, and maybe this is important to some extent, the Black Pope, Peter Hans von Kolvenbach, although they dropped the F or the V-O-N from in front of Kolvenbach, I understand is from Holland. Now, there's an interesting connection to the banks in Holland, particularly the Rothschilds, since Felix Warburg was managing the German and the Dutch banks for the Rothschild family. They were doing a lot of the money laundering during World War II and prior to that, and it played a significant part in the setup of the Federal Reserve. So, you know, all of these things are woven together with that financial system. We could maybe look a little closer at what's going on in Holland, which we never hear anything about. You hear Germany, you hear occasionally, well, all the time about England and London, but not that much about France, which is where Paul Warburg managed the Rothschild banks, and the family was in France at that time. And then you know, the connections, again, to the Federal Reserve. Both brothers were involved. You had four major European cities with one family's banks participating in all this money laundering.
Mm. All right, guys. Looks like the music's coming. Judy?
Well, this was a wonderful Friday the 13th.
Wasn't it great? It was fun, wasn't it?
The day that the Knights Templar was supposedly rounded up and destroyed.
Never even got to the skull and bones. I don't know. Well, anyway, listen, hey, I want to thank you so much for coming on, Judy. It's been a pleasure. And Don, thanks a lot again for calling in. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, Friday the 13th. We're out of here for the day. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report, and I'll see you Monday with my special guest, Robert Clarkson. Bye.